Good morning and welcome back to the Dante Blogs Morning Coffee Podcast, the DBMC Radio, and happy new week Monday. We are now live from York in Yorkshire, and we're going to talk about Dante today and Paradiso Canto 16, with a few more tercets when Dante is speaking, or the pilgrim is speaking, to his great-great-grandfather Cacciaguida. But first, we're going to do a little bit of investment updates since we are getting a little bit more into it, and we're having fun and we're just sharing some of our initial learning steps when we are doing this. So again, like, the difference between America and Europe is that then the markets don't open before 2:30 p.m. here. So like the early part of the day is kind of free to make some positions. So anyways, we put a little bit of funds now into Berkshire Hathaway. This is Warren Buffett's holding company, which is more or less just putting some funds into like his long-term portfolio, which has proven to be very good over decades. And then also some money in a copy trade on eToro. His name is Thomas PJ. He's a guy in London, and he's had great numbers for 6 years, including 2022, which was a bad year for almost everybody. And then we put a tiny bit of amount into NVIDIA and AMD, which are two chip maker companies. And there's so much happening with that now because of the explosion, in a sense, of AI. And then there's a shortage of chips. So this is a very kind of fun, interesting little part of the market to follow. And then we'll see. So we usually just do this on Fridays, but we did some extra stuff now on a Monday to see. And in some sense, it's good to start on a Monday, and then you can kind of follow the week, and then you can close things on Friday. Anyways, so that was the investment part. And then we're going to switch gears and talk about Dante's Paradiso and this very beautiful part that is unfolding now when he is talking with his ancestry, his kind of virtuous, in a sense, a role model of sorts in his own lineage of Cacciaguida, and one who had the courage, and one who was spreading kind of the spiritual wisdom, spiritual light, and being a reflection of the angelical beings, the spiritual forces in the sphere of Mars, which is about the courage and just sharing wisdom, insight of the spiritual and divine. Okay, so after the pilgrim said that he is now going to elevate his speech because of the noble blood that he shouldn't be proud of, but that he is a little bit anyways, and then Beatrice gave him this kind of knowing smile that, like, just be careful, we can see what you're doing. And then he starts talking with this new tone, and he says, "Io cominciai. Voi siete il padre mio, voi mi date a parlare tutta baldezza, voi mi levate sì che io son più che io." Which means, I started, and then he's addressing with his formal voi instead of tu, and says, "You are my father. You gave me the possibility to speak in full confidence, full kind of boldness," because that's what Cacciaguida told him to do, like, to speak freely with your full voice. And he also said, "You elevated me, yes, such that I am more than I." And such a beautiful, poetic little compression, in a sense, here, with, he said, like, "Io son più che io," like, "I am more than I." Because now Dante is really connecting with his lineage and his ancestry, and he is, in a spiritual sense, becoming more than just himself. And he is a part of the whole bigger lineage family of also his past and ancestors. So, and then he says, "Per tanti rivi sempie dalla grezza la mente mia, che di sé fa letizia perché può sostener che non si spezza." This is just a pure joyful terset. It's so beautiful. So he says that there are many rivers or streams that are filling up with joy, just being allegro, but like just like this wonderful happy emotion and feelings, in my mind, which in itself makes me happy, because all these streams now of delight and happiness makes him able to sustain all of this energy in itself without breaking. So it's kind of a double loop here, that he is so filled with happiness and joy from his great-great-grandfather, and then this happiness makes him sustain even more of it, so it kind of amplifies itself. And then he says, ditemi dunque, cara mia primizia, quai fuor li vostri antichi e quai fuor li anni che si segnaro in vostra puerizia. So, tell me, however, or anyways, or though, my dear primizia, which is symbolically is like my ancestor, but it also means at least the fruits of the spring, like the fruits of the produce of the soil, in a sense. Who were your ancestors, to catch a guida here, and what were the years like, which left marks on your childhood? So it's again like this, it's not cryptic, but it's a bit convoluted in the poetry, but it's like, tell me about the years that left an imprint, a mark on your childhood years. Ditimi di Lovil di San Giovanni, quanto era allora, e chi eran le genti tra esso degne di più alti scanni. So tell me about the sheep pen of Saint John, which is then Florence. Like, tell me about the community, the town, the life in old Florence, and they had then Saint John as their patron saint. And how it was then, and who were the people who were among those kind of deigned worthy to be in the top ranks, the top layers of the society. And then again, this was then based on virtue at that time. So it's a short little passage, 4 tercets, where he just says that he gives the full tribute to his ancestry and then asks about how was your childhood, who were your ancestors, and tell me about the life there, and which people were being kind of elevated as, or admired, or seemed more worthy or valued the most in that older society. Okay, so that's all we had. It's kind of straightforward, and you can also notice the tone of this is very beautiful. It's almost a bit of a dilemma of sorts, that Dante starts this canto with excusing himself for being proud of his ancestry and then elevating the language into this voi instead of tu. But when you read this passage, it is really beautiful, and the elevation has a very kind of inspiring and opening generative function, because you do lift it up to say, like, this is something we should actually admire more. Like, the virtuous status, if you will, is something that is higher, and then we should give that respect and a different way of addressing it sometimes, to just make this apparent, or just like doing it also for yourself, that you tell yourself that this is worth elevating. So that might be why he is doing this and being humble and saying he shouldn't be proud, but then he's doing it in the virtuous way. And then this knowing smile from Beatrice could also be a part of this fine balance of understanding the difference between a material admiration and a more spiritual or virtuous admiration. Okay, so that's all we wanted to talk about today from the Paradiso. And it's a short one, just 10 minutes. It's a beautiful day here. It's sunny. So we already had a beautiful morning and out and getting a double espresso. And now we're just going to enjoy the day as well, being on this kind of mini vacation. So hope some of this was interesting, some food for thought, and hope you're still having a great day, and maybe a cup of coffee or a cup of tea. And we will be back soon with another episode. Bye-bye.